When Women Lead. A book review by Howard Broad Brownstein. Directors are increasingly being called upon and required by regulation, in some cases, to improve the diversity of their board composition. My unscientific analysis of the problem historically is that there's likely been some amount of bias involved, but it's mostly inertia. Boards just keep doing what they've always done. When they need a new director, board members ask, "Who do we know?" which is usually someone like themselves, hence the intransigent problem of lack of boardroom diversity. Similarly, company leadership is still mostly populated by white males, although to a lesser degree than board composition, so board members may not have directly experienced leadership by women. However, if board members, especially the predominant white male majority, learn more about the leadership accomplishments of women, they might be less susceptible to the inertial forces of the past and able to think more broadly regarding board composition and identification of diverse candidates for their boards. Julia Borsten, CNBC's senior media and tech correspondent, has written a book that is quite valuable for board members in this respect. When Women Lead is an interesting and enjoyable read, one that is well suited to help board members broaden their vision. This extends to women and minority board members as well, since many of them also may not have directly encountered women in leadership. At CNBC, Borsten reports and conducts CEO interviews and plays a key role on the network's bicoastal tech-focused program, TechCheck, delivering reporting, analysis and interviews around streaming, social media, and the convergence of media and technology. She created and launched the CNBC Disruptor 50, which highlights the private companies that are challenging companies in established industries and thereby transforming the economy. She led a documentary on the future of television, Stay Tuned, The Future of TV, and helped to launch CNBC's Closing the Gap initiative, which covers the people and companies that are closing gender gaps. Previously, Borsten was a writer and reporter at Fortune and was a contributor to Street Life on CNN Headline News. In providing extremely interesting detail about how women leaders have succeeded, the author does not appear to be claiming that women as leaders are necessarily different from others. Rather, she is illuminating the many examples of successful leadership by women. It is valuable for us as board members to acquaint ourselves with their stories. While it is always possible and potentially unproductive to overgeneralize about differences based on gender, Borsten effectively spotlights some key commonalities and characteristics that have historically helped many female leaders to succeed and thrive as they innovate, grow businesses, and navigate crises. Understanding these characteristics can be valuable to all board members as we take on the important work of improving boardroom diversity and making open-minded decisions about company leadership. Borsten's early observations on the dearth of women in positions of leadership led her to initially question whether gender equity would ever become a reality. But then her experiences interviewing and studying thousands of executives led her to believe that gender equity was a real possibility, notwithstanding the weight of traditional beliefs holding back progress. She did observe some key commonalities among successful women leaders that helped to equip them to lead, grow their businesses, and deal effectively when crises arose. In particular, she observes that the women leaders she studied have often been highly adaptive to change and less set in their ways or captive to past traditions. She frequently finds their management style to be empathetic and observes that they may be better able to integrate points of view that may be different from their own. This enabled them to invent new business models, become industry disruptors, and create substantial value for their companies. Board members will find Julia Borsten's When Women Lead both interesting and educational, and it will help them as they seek to strengthen board composition and company leadership. Howard Broad Brownstein is president of the Brownstein Corporation, an M&A and turnaround management firm, and serves as an independent corporate board member for Meraki and Pandef Industries Inc.